Before we get to that, however, Tom and I wanted to address something that is happening at this time. You may remember that back on June 24th, we did a broadcast where we talked about the outrageous ways that presidential candidate Barack Obama chooses to interpret both the Constitution and the Bible. And there were just many errors in what he said in a speech given in 2006 at an event called A Call to Renewal. Those comments that we made that day were widely misinterpreted and misreported. And, you know, it was even said that we had launched an attack on Senator Obama. The truth of the matter is he mentioned me in that speech in a very derogatory way. And then we tried to correct those biblical misinterpretations and the constitutional misinterpretation from our point of view. Well, now an organization called Matthew 25 Network has been running ads that we think are also very, very misleading, and they're being aired on Christian radio stations. We don't know how broadly, but they do need to be responded to. Now, Tom, first I want our listeners to hear just a clip from that 60-second ad, and then I want to make a comment about it, and then I'd like you to comment on the balance.
Well, glad. Let's do it.
You know, it's an election year when certain people start grabbing headlines by attacking the faith of presidential candidates. With all these stones being cast at Senator Obama, it can be hard to know what to believe. But in Luke, Jesus taught us that we must listen to what a man says, because out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. So here are words from Senator Obama's heart.
Well, that's the beginning of this highly seductive message, Tom. You can almost hear the woman crying. She sounds wounded as she talks about this. But it's also misleading, as I indicated. For one thing, nobody is trying to grab headlines. Who needs them? I get them without even trying, even if I wanted them. And we're also not throwing stones at Senator Obama for his faith. That's off the wall. We are responding to his comment about the Bible and about us and about the Constitution, and that was the point of what we had to say.
And it's also true that the Bible has other things to say about how people speak and the tongue. The tongue can be deceitful, and people don't always speak the truth, and there's some reason to doubt what it is we're about to hear.
Okay, the announcer who set this up then included a portion of a speech made somewhere, we don't know when, by Senator Barack Obama. And this is what he said.
I think we make a mistake when we fail to acknowledge the power of faith in people's lives. Kneeling beneath that cross on the south side, I felt that I heard God's Spirit beckoning me. I submitted myself to his will and dedicated myself to discovering his truth.
Paid for by Matthew 25 Network, Matthew25.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Matthew 25 Network is responsible for the content of this ad because we think it's time for a better Christian witness in politics.
Now, Tom, as you know, it's been widely reported in the media that Senator Obama is going to make an effort to draw evangelicals toward him. And it's obvious that this ad was aimed in that direction. But comment on the content of what the senator said.
Sure. Well, it's not enough to believe the words, as seductive as you said, as those words are. He's a politician. It's important to understand his voting record, and his voting record does not match his verbal rhetoric in this commercial. He has one of the most liberal views of any senator on the subject of abortion. Back in the Illinois state legislature, he even stood against the idea that there should be medical help for a child who survived an abortion. That's very radical.
In fact, he stood up as the only member of that legislative body to oppose legislation to protect that child who managed to limp into the world after an abortion, and made some statements that we have in front of us that are very, very dramatic.
And his abortion views don't stop there. He favors experimenting on living human beings at the embryo stage. He favors allowing minor girls to be transported across state lines for abortions. He wants taxpayer money to be used for abortion. This is one left-wing liberal on the issue of abortion.
He made this statement just a month or so ago that if one of his own daughters were to get pregnant, he wouldn't want to see her, quote, punished, unquote, by having a child. That's the way he views a child being brought into the world, as a punishment.
And we have to question whether he's even sincere as he speaks so lovingly about religion. You remember a while ago he was at a high-level hoity-toity event, fundraising event in San Francisco, and he was commenting on some of the blue-collar working people that he met in Pennsylvania. Here's what he said about those working-class people. It's not surprising, he said, that they get bitter. They cling to guns or religion or antipathy to people who aren't like them or anti-immigrant sentiment or anti-trade sentiment. So despite what this commercial says, that's what he says when he doesn't think he's going to be quoted.
Well, we need to get to the program that we prepared for today, but we did want to make this statement because we don't want to leave it on the record that we're throwing stones at Senator Obama to grab the headlines. That's very offensive to me personally, and I'm sure it is to you as well.
And I appreciate you wanting to defend the evangelical beliefs in the Bible.